Welcome to Say It's Lit, the one and only podcast embracing queer narratives, where every topic is fair game. Get ready for some serious sass and juicy insights into everything queer. I'm your unfiltered host, Matticus, and I'm about to plunge into the unheard stories of the vibrant queer and ally communities. So hold on tight, because we're not just breaking the silence, we're obliterating it. Ready, set, slay. All right, so you go by, is it Max Lord?
Max Lord.
Lord, yeah. Where did that come from?
So Max, when I was in the military, Max was like this guy on
Instagram. In the military?
In the military, yeah.
Wait, you were in the military?
I was in the military, yeah.
What, doing what?
I was military police.
Military. Hey, pull over.
Put some handcuffs on, little boy.
Stop. We got a pursuit. Were you good at it?
Coming in hot. What?
Were you good at it?
Good at doing my job? Yeah.
Doing your job. Well, okay, so like when you were discharged, like honorably or...
I was medically discharged.
I don't know if that's doing good. I don't know if that's doing good.
I mean, it's honorable.
I mean, he wanted us to know that because he could have just said honorable, but he's like, you know, medically honorable.
Because it wasn't like an honor, it was a medical.
Yeah.
Medical always comes honorable.
Yeah. Can we ask like what the medical reason was? Like,
Yeah, I'm just like psycho.
Oh, okay. Well, no surprise. No, I'm just kidding. No. I wouldn't know, actually. I don't actually, I'm not actually here right now. You're just here in the room by yourself. No, I'm just kidding.
Did I take my meds?
Did I take my meds? Okay. All right, so you were in the military. You were saying that Max came from military service.
No, there was this guy on Instagram, Max Wyatt. And he was this guy from London, and he was like this hot, like when OnlyFans was like becoming a thing. And
okay.
Hot, like tan blonde boy with like blue eyes, and I was like, Max.
Yeah.
And then like when I like moved to LA and got like started into porn, I was like, Lord is like a family name, so I was like,
okay,
Lord, like Max Lord. And then Max is also like, it's like a dog, like everyone remembers Max, like everyone loves Max.
So it's like a dog. Are you like submissive primarily?
I'm not gonna say no.
Okay, as you're saying, Max. Max, look, like, we're like, Max, get over here. I've never seen somebody like a dog Max or like Max. I don't know, man.
Do they Maxes are all like just Maxes.
Yeah.
Max, big good boy. Yeah,
Max. Do you have like the collar and everything?
No, Max? I don't have a collar.
No. Okay. All right. No. So you're not all the way there.
No, not all the way there.
Got it. So it came from military. You saw some really hot guy, and you're like, "Damn, would I really like do Max, myself?"
Right. Like Max. Like if I do any, I wasn't like looking for porn.
Yeah.
I wanted to like just like a model and stuff, but like I was working at like the Century City Mall and at the Banana Republic.
Yeah. You were saying that, you know, like you're saying that the guy in the military, hot guy, you came here, you moved here to be a model, and then
yeah.
What?
I made an OnlyFans and stuff, and like it was just for like
no, you can't jump like that. You don't just go like, I wanted to be a model and I made an OnlyFans.
But it was really true. Like I was discharged. I drove to Texas. I shot with Trey Photos.
And oh, that was Trey Serios.
Yeah,
that was
my first photo shoot.
Yeah.
And then I drove from there to LA, and I was working at Banana Republic.
Okay,
I made like a Twitter and OnlyFans after the army just to like
uh-huh.
make some money, but like I wasn't doing anything like that. It was just like underwear pictures, like gym, like flexing and stuff.
Okay.
And then this studio's found my Twitter.
No, I would love to just jump into the studio story, but we're not doing that yet. Okay. Because like this is a life story. And you moved from Texas, you moved to LA, you worked at Banana Republic, and then you're like, I'm an OnlyFans, studio's reaching out to me. Don't make it sound so easy.
No, it really was. Like because I had a TikTok following.
Oh, so you had a TikTok. I don't remember you mentioning that either.
That was before the army.
Were you like dancing or what were you doing on TikTok?
I was doing like
army
dances.
TikTok?
Like I have some actually one reason I got in trouble and was medically discharged was because I made a TikTok in uniform.
Oh.
And I was in my MP outfit with like my badges.
Yeah.
And then they called me psycho, and I was sharing like government secrets and all this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was putting therapy, and then they were just like, let's just...
That's tough.
It was, wow. It was fun, though. Like, I remember... Like,
which part? The therapy, or, like...
Therapy was fun. Like I remember there's Lonnie, Miss Lonnie.
She is that what you met?
That's Lonnie. Lonnie was our therapist.
Lonnie She's Lord. Like, it's a family name. It's a family name.
Dad.
Your family's who you make.
You're doing great. Pull together, okay?
All right, so your eldest, like, what?
You have renamed yourself.
Your TikTok famous. You had a TikTok follower. You some said somewhere you created a
Twitter.
Before I got out of the military, I made like the OnlyFans on Twitter, and okay, because I just knew that, like, I saw everyone was doing it, and I was like, yeah, oh, I can just, like, the straight guys that were doing it. I was
next,
like,
job.
I was like, I could just post like the underwear pictures, or like, yeah, flexing pictures and shit, or like the pictures that you can't see anything but like half their chest. And
right.
Like, well, I'm paying $10 a month for that.
I hope it was at least $9.99. Oh. $10 flat. He's like, I'm worth it.
He said, I'm worth that one penny.
One that worked. Did you? Was it really $10 flat or like $9.99?
No, I had it at $9.99.
Okay. The beginning. All right, listen, and marketer brain here.
$49.
Oh, yeah. And like, and some of you subs get free accounts, discounts, depending on how key you are. Maybe.
So yeah. So I made like the TikTok or the Twitter and OnlyFans, and then like my TikTok followers like just converted.
Yeah.
And then the studios like saw that, and they were like, hey, like, come do porn. And I was like, oh, like, you can't do porn and like model or act or like sing, like, that's not a thing.
That's true. That's so true.
And then
yeah, ruins your life. Yeah.
And COVID happened and the world happened, and then you can do whatever you want whenever you want.
It has become like a little more open-minded now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you you know, started your TikTok forever ago before the military. You started your Twitter and your OnlyFans simultaneously?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd that grow? Like, what that look like?
So for me, it grew pretty quick, just because I had like, at the time, this TikTok is deleted and I'm sad, but it had like 160K followers.
So yeah.
Like, when I made the OnlyFans, I made the Twitter, it was, and I put like the link, and I made like, oh, like, here it is.
Yeah.
They jumped for it. So it just grew fast. And then,
right.
Like, I'm a ginger with blue eyes and I don't have like freckles everywhere.
He does have blue eyes, guys.
People like the smoky. I'm not like,
yeah.
Hair, like, I don't have a lot of hair. Like, I'm just smooth.
So yeah.
Everyone just kind of like jumped on it. And the studios were like,
yeah.
Hey.
So which studio? Can you say?
I was working for Falcon. I was signed
up. Who approached you first, though?
Who approached me first?
Yeah. Who was, and how they approach you? They just like dropped you an email, sent you a DM.
It was a Twitter.
Someone came to your house.
It was a Twitter. I'm trying to think.
Rent man, why don't you? No. Oh, wait. No.
Not
for rent. No.
Not for rent.
Oh, kill me.
You can find me.
Got it. Okay. So the first people reached out to you, how they reached out to you?
I'm trying to, I think it was, I don't remember what studio it was. But it was like Falcon and Next Door Studios and like
Next
like
Door,
two other studios.
Okay.
And then Falcon and Next Door, they're like sister companies. So like, I got like a lawyer involved because like I didn't want to do porn unless I could benefit, you know.
Yeah.
So I
want to make money. Yeah.
Right. Like, I'm trying to be rich.
Yeah.
And then so I got so I got like a lawyer involved, and I got like them to help me get like a dual contract, and like,
was it like a family lawyer? Or?
No. It was actually,
hey, Uncle Mike, can you help me out?
Hey, Uncle Lord. Yo, Lord Mike.
Yeah.
No, it was actually a lawyer that I met through porn.
Oh,
OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah.
They did Ryan and Digger. They did porn, so they got me, and they like helped me like negotiate and get a good rate and scenes every month.
Okay.
And stuff. So, yeah. Oh,
yeah. So you made it. How long has that been since now?
That was,
I stopped counting the days.
I started the OnlyFans in October 2020. And then I got signed that January. So,
okay. So, and what year was that?
2021.
Okay.
So it's 2021.
So that was like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
For the people that are watching now, and like, it's good. So January, we're in 2023. Right? It's 2023. It's like about a month left.
2 years later. Yeah.
Yeah. So probably about 2 years or more. Awesome. So you know, initially it sounded like we were going towards like being a model. Did you ever have any like opportunities to be a model, or like you just went, you're like, you know what, fuck it.
I had a couple opportunities, not like. Like, it was, like, photo shoot modeling.
Yeah, not, like, in the store, but in not public. Like in the you know, store. Like, a selfie doesn't count.
No, but, like Mark Henderson, Michael Strokes,
okay.
Rick Day, like, David Vance in Florida. Like, and a couple other like smaller ones. So I've had like, I guess in the gay.
I don't know who any of those people are. I'm gonna put it out there.
In the gay community, they had like past like at those times, if you shot with them, it was
gay. Oh, okay, it was a big thing.
And then now it's like they shoot everyone and everyone because everyone's a porn star.
Oh, okay, right. Just like Trey does. He used to be pretty like tied up, right? You know, or like Cody or like Cody Kin's father, you know. Who do you know in photography?
Well, you know,
a couple of people.
The people that don't text me back.
Oh, if you're seeing this now, don't text back.
Don't respond.
So, who is your favorite porn star influence?
See, I have a couple for that because it's like I take something from each, like
okay,
a few different
people. Succubus. Got it.
Right. I suck.
But no, so like initially, was it Max?
The entrepreneurship. It wasn't porn that I was looking for.
Yeah.
Like the way like a personal trainer, like the model, like he traveled like from like Istanbul to Dubai, all mm-hmm. like Europe and Greece. And like it was always like posting fitness pictures. And like, of course, he had the OnlyFans at the time, but like,
yeah,
it was his was like one of those ones that was not like it was dumb.
So, yeah. Like, who's calling us? We don't even know. It's spam. I was going to make you answer it. Hello?
It's me. You're looking for.
So, Max, initially, maybe like entrepreneur wise, but like, who's like, you know, like, I want to do my production like them. Like, I want to be like that person.
Honestly,
even to this day, maybe.
Even to this day, marketing wise, I would say like Austin Wolf. Because he's been in forever and he's amazing and sweet and like the way he markets and the way that he's built mm-hmm. himself, but like I don't know, like,
wait, have you shot with Austin?
I have.
Yeah, did you go to New York or did you come here or what?
I don't think we've shot. I think it was both. All
it was both.
No, there's more than it was like four or five. There's a lot.
Oh,
I'm a couple times.
Okay. Yeah. My bad.
And we did a photo shoot for his 412.
I really look up to you, Daddy. Does he know? Does he know that you're...
He knows I have a crush on him.
Okay. So it's more than just an inspiration. It's a little of a lust.
No, I would say the inspiration, though, just comes from, like... Like, I've always, growing up, I've always wanted to, like, make people happy. So like,
yeah.
Like a bunny. Like, Max Lord. Like, it's like a little bunny. I'm always hopping around. But, like... Like, when you hold a little bunny rabbit, like, you know, like, you, like, smile for 5 seconds and then you feel, like, happy.
And then you want to fuck it. And I was...
Yeah. That's, I was literally going to say that next. No, I was literally going to say it. It was on my tongue. It was on the tip of my tongue.
Okay, so it's hopping around.
So, like, I'll tell people, I'm like, oh, like, I'm just hopping around today. Or, like, I'll be, like, I don't know. So, like, my inspiration comes from porn, not porn, like, acting. Whatever I do, like, I just want people, like... To be like when they meet me, be like, oh, like Max, like that 3 seconds,
yeah,
like, 3 seconds of happiness.
It kind of sounds like you're inspired by Blue's Clues, if you ask me. Are you that old? How old are you?
I am Blue's Clues.
My age is on the counter right now, guys. The Blue's Clues.
Where's Blue's Clues though? Because
the cartoon,
the old one, and then there's the one where like, the one guy disappeared, and then his like brother or uncle or whatever came, a cousin.
You're ruining the joke. It's too much. All I know is we got mail. And Max is here to open it for you. We got mail here. Okay. All right. So, you know, I love the fashion you're wearing today. It's a very fashion forward. You know, it's
thing in Paris.
It's another day in Paris.
It's the latest thing in
Paris. Oh, okay. Another day in Paris works too. Yeah. I don't like to apologize.
No.
I'm never wrong, actually. So, yeah.
Apologizing is a sign of
weakness. Exactly. So when did you know you were like first gay, and at what age did you come out?
Okay, so that's a long story. So I grew up very
short version.
Yeah. Okay. I think I first viewed porn on like my mom's iPhone 5, and it was like I think I was like 16. And before then, I would like see guys. Like, never, like, naked. I was, like, I was homeschooled, so, like, I wasn't out and about with a lot of people. It was, like, just my family and me. So, like, I, like, would like, see guys, like, at church and stuff.
Okay.
And, like, be, like, oh, like, that's, I don't know what that is, but that's something.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and then, like, when I first jerked off and came, I thought, like, mm-hmm. it was like a big deal because I thought only gay people did that.
Right.
And then I found out that I'm humans. And but I think I came out. Yeah. I think it was after the army, right when I started porn.
Yeah. Okay. That's a little sus. Let's step back a little bit. So you said you were homeschooled, right?
Yeah.
Went to church. You're on your mom's iPhone 5. I remember the model. Yeah. It's important here. With still had a button and everything. Case. Oh, it's beautiful.
Like, as fuck.
Yeah. And you're like, hold on. And you're looking at porn on there, but like, wait, like, how did you navigate to that, this porn that you found? Like, was it, so was your mom watching it?
No. So I was sitting in the car. We were at my grandma's. I was sitting in the car and she was inside talking to my grandma.
Yeah.
And she was babysitting like three kids. So they're in the back. So like, I kind of like sat like, you know, no one
introduction. Yeah.
Like, I was like, so no one could see me. And I typed in like, literally spelt naked. N-A-C-K-E-D.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like gay. It was like, wasn't gay. He's like, that men.
It was like, I didn't even spell naked right. So it just popped up these random ass pictures of like,
yeah,
old nude men walking on the beach or like,
yeah,
like even like some women. And I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And then
it all started from there.
Right.
Curiosity.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I realized, but then like, I still remember my mom like woke me up one night and she was like, okay, a different time that I viewed it. Like, I think the second time she was,
yeah,
did you see two men sitting on top of each other? And I was like, what are you talking about? I never got that far. Like, you walked in the room. And she goes, oh, thank God. And then, like, my brother rushed and got, like, 8 devotionals, like, from the, like, Bible devotionals.
Oh,
like,
no.
It was,
yeah.
And I was like, what? Like,
wait, what's your background? Is it Mormon or?
Roman Catholic to Southern Baptist.
Oh.
A bachelor's degree in theology. So.
Oh, well, he took my next question. Do you have a degree? And he does. He does have a degree, guys. A degree in bullshit. I was kidding. That's great. That's great for you and your family. How's your family feel about you being gay now?
Well, mm-hmm. There's other things to talk about. So I talk about,
yeah,
something we disagree on.
But they're aware of it. They're like,
yeah, like, yeah, my younger siblings.
Yeah.
I have three. They don't care.
Yeah.
And the older ones, they're like God loves you, repent. And then my mom, it's just like,
yeah,
really disagree.
I feel like you're like more gay when you talk to them on purpose. It's like, hey, what's up, guys? You're
not really. Definitely can't. Like, even the,
yeah,
it's like my mom's like, can you wear shorts to your knees?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have.
Yeah, mom, I was just on my knees.
I was my knees. Do you need me to cover them?
Yeah, like, no. They need to heal.
Or wear knee pads?
Or
what? Would that help?
Why? Why would I do that?
Why?
Can you? Are you coming wearing a dress? Does this work?
People walk through like,
a better?
This work?
This covers everything.
This is what you want, right?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. Guys, I also feel bad for Max. You could donate to his campaign here. Yeah. Okay? No, I'm just kidding. You could always donate to Max. I'm sure he has his links available on his page, which you can follow him below with the links, as I said. Okay. Has there ever been a time in your life where you had to like seek like therapy from like a friend that's had to help you out with an issue because you're distant from your family?
Yeah, I would say you mentioned chosen family earlier jokingly, but like, mm-hmm, definitely in the gay world, I definitely have like one or two gay dads.
And yeah.
Like,
got two dads.
Yeah. And it's like, or like, I had like a big bro or someone, and like, I'll like go to them and be like, hey, like, today was rough, or like, hey, like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how to like do this. How do you adult? Like, how do you adult?
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, I have two dads and a big brother
that
I have like a chosen family.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's cool. All right. We're about to go through a rapid round because we're running out of time because, you know, we had to get Max in today. You know, we really, really, really wanted to see him. And I'm not really good at setting up equipment. So he had the first one. So, all right. So we're going to do fast. And if you go too long, I'm going to cut you off. So what's the craziest thing you've ever got requested on OnlyFans?
So someone wanted my douche water.
Douche water.
Like, they wanted me to video it, doing it, put it in a bottle and send it to them.
How much did they offer though?
I was gonna charge him $300.
Yeah,
for that.
Did you do it?
No, because I never replied. And then, yeah,
it'd be crazy coming in with low amounts.
And the next crazy is the same thing, only with piss. So they wanted me to piss in a cup, and then like leave it sitting in the sun for like a day or two, and then set it outside, and then have them come and not me ever see them, but have them come and like pick it up and drink it, and then text me after they drink it, and then leave.
Oh,
and like, no. Send a picture of like the empty bottle, like,
nah,
like it was the rent, and he was, and I was, and
I was just, I wanted your number.
I was like, why?
No. You're not getting these digits. You can keep it on OnlyFans. No, no, no. But I think the P one is more like, okay, I've never heard the douche one before.
That's P sitting in the sun for 2 days.
There's a lot of people that are into water sports.
Water sports is one thing, but you want it?
What's a guy going to do with your douche water? Exactly. I've never heard that request before. That's a little obscene for me. And you're telling me you're all over here like, oh, it's going to be in the sun for an hour or for the day. Yeah, dude, douche water? I've interviewed a lot of porn stars and nobody has ever asked for douche water before. And that's going to go on my list forever, I think, you know? Damn, that's a good one. That's a pretty good one. That might click. Good job.
That's good.
Okay, we talked about like what partner influencers you like. Who's your favorite person to perform with or create content with?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nobody? Are you just all into yourself?
Like dildo?
I could do it on my own. I don't need nobody.
No, I would say like everyone I film with, like I genuinely like get a connection to. And like.
That's called demisexual. That's a whole nother thing. What we're looking for is who's your favorite?
I have favorites.
You're like, I wish I could have this forever.
Right. Like, I'm like whoever.
Oh my God. In the moment. Like, it changes every time. I don't know.
It really does.
It's hard to have a favorite. It's hard to have a favorite.
I would say maybe a toss-up between Cade Maddox.
Awesome.
And Michael Lucas.
Yeah.
And maybe Timothy Champagne.
You can't. Okay, that's too many.
That's four.
Timothy,
that's
like
four.
You didn't make the list. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, number four.
I'm just kidding.
That's number four. That's four.
Nice. Listen, the order that he said is the order that he loves you guys. So just know that. And that came to mind. He's like, wait. You're like, is that true? Too late. Doesn't matter. Sure. Next question. Okay. Yeah. How do you perform, like, get ready for a shoot? Like, do you have any, like, performance anxieties or a routine you have to prep?
So there's about 18 to 20 Imodiums in my system.
Okay.
And
at a time.
At a time. Like, yeah. Like,
at a certain
like
time.
I take maybe 10 the night of, and then I'll, like, prep the night.
Yeah.
Of. Like, if it's, like, a bottoming scene, like, I'll prep the night of. And then the next morning, the 10 Imodiums, I'll take, like, 5 or 10 more. And
yeah.
And pretty good, I'm ready.
And yeah. Then,
yeah.
And then okay.
I just, if so I need to take a, depending on like.
That's a lot of money.
She's clean for a week and a half.
Yeah, you got like cement, like colon, like this shit's rocks. Yeah, how'd it feel to fuck Max? I don't like I'm fucking stadium or like I'm in like a, I don't know, a storm drain. Like
it's rock hard.
It's dry.
No, it's good. She's never dry.
She's always flowing.
She's always leaking.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear about your fissures. Okay. Okay, so you take Imodium. Is there anything else you do? You have to, like, prep yourself? Do you have to get into, like, a mental space?
Yeah, like, depending on the model or something, like, I'll try to, like, talk to him. Because, like, talking, like, I'm very empath. So, like, I'll, like, have a conversation, make a joke or two. Like, maybe, like, I flirt or something. Like, for me, when I flirt, I'm just very, like, quiet. Like, I'm very, like, quiet, flirty. Like, I'll look and blush and be like, ha-ha. Like, so, like, I don't know what you guys want from me.
Maybe I'll flirt with you. You mean I'll just sit in the room with you. Is that flirting?
Literally, okay.
I'm really quiet, flirt. You got me. You're sending very clear signals. Clear signals of what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
So, yeah, that's, and then, I don't know. It depends if I have to take a Viagra or something, like do it. It depends on how long this scene's going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Long and hard. Okay. Good response. On to the next question. We're going to talk about perspectives and challenges. Have you ever been affected by negative stigma? Some people put on like porn actors or porn creators, such as it's a sin or it's dirty, or that you have no morals. Because that's how I feel. No, I'm just kidding.
I have to go. So actually, coming from a very religious background and growing up, like having a bachelor's in theology and studying like religion and cults and stuff, like my mindset, whenever people say, it's like, for me, like if you get offended, that's on you. Like if it's not, if you don't think it's true about yourself or you don't like believe it, then why would you let it affect you? words hurt, yes, but like, I don't know. So like all the hate and stuff, I'm, like my family, yeah. they got mad at me whenever I first started and stopped talking to me for a while. Like, everyone has that issue, but like, I would say, I just like water on a duck's back. Like, just don't. I've you have to learn not to let things affect you.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not hurting you or hurting anyone around you, and no one's in danger or in pain, and everyone's happy and content, mm-hmm. then what's the issue?
Yeah. No, I love the response of like not letting it affect you, but I don't want to take away from that. But like, water on a duck's back. Where are you from?
I'm from Canada, British Columbia, but I grew up in Florida.
Okay, I don't think I've heard that one either. We got people buying douche water. We got water on a duck's back. These are new things. These are new things that I'm getting and learning about. Yeah.
Vocabulary with Max yeah. Lord.
Yeah. Terminologies.
It's great.
Okay. Let's hear. So on the fun side, do you ever get anything special because of your status?
Like, what's special?
You know, like, I'm a porn star, you know, or like, or I'm a dancer. I mean, obviously you work at the clubs. Like, do other people treat you well?
Yeah. Like, I'll have friends that like fan.
We'll say like restaurants or bars or places that like celebrity, like you might get like invited to special parties or something like that.
I mean, I have like two of those, and then I have two of them that I have signed an NDA with that I can't.
Yeah.
So they're for we meet privately.
Nice.
So, but like,
he's talking about like a sugar daddy.
No.
Wait.
But then
wait 1 second. That's not the question. I appreciate it. Yeah, everybody should.
That's the only ones I hang out with. Like,
you see me out with my daddy,
mind your business. and some stuff.
Well, you don't get to skip the line at the club. Like, people don't know your ass.
Yeah,
you don't get good drink prices and shit.
Like, I'll get like free drinks here and there, and then like it depends on the bar and which bar I'm going to and which event.
It's annoying to me how oblivious people are to the things that they get that other people do not. They're like, yeah, you don't even count these things as like an extra thing because it's just like so normal.
Well, I'm also very like independent. So yeah. I'm not the people, like, everyone's like, why are you buying your drink? Like, have someone here buy it for you. You're so pretty. And I'm like, yeah, but I want it now. And I don't have to fight to like flirt with someone to buy it. So I'm going to buy it myself. Like, so that's also me. So like,
yeah, independence means broke.
Like, mentally or emotionally or
financially. people that say I'm independent, I'm like, oh, you're broke, okay, like, independent, no, like, be ready to take people's shit, they want to give it to you, like,
if they give it,
yeah,
but like, I'm not going to sit here at the bar and stare around for 30 minutes looking for someone to get me a drink. I want to be like, and then if I meet someone, like,
Lord's tab, please,
right? Or like, if I run into someone, like, I'm gonna do a shot bump, because I just do shots of tequila,
yeah,
honestly, that's okay when you saw me, but the shots of tequila. So like, usually people are like, you're doing a shot by yourself? That's not lucky. And they'll do.
There's
a shot
luck that goes around with taking shots.
That's what I said. I said you can get bad luck for a drink.
I didn't know about yourself. Okay. this whole time I've been controlling my own luck.
That's why I suck.
I wish they would have told us some things. All right, so we're gonna jump into some business and financial aspects. If you don't feel comfortable answering these questions, you don't have to. But I'm gonna call you off for it. But that's up to you. Okay, is OnlyFans the only source of income for you, or do you have another job?
I have OnlyFans and studio work.
Right. And what else do you do?
I dance, like go-go dancing. Yeah. And
are you good at it?
Chicken.
She's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty good. A little like, chicken. I'm a little good at it. They book me. I've got me back.
I could do a two-step.
Yeah. I've seen the bar you're at, right? You're mostly at Revolver or in between other places.
I'm at Revolver, and I'm at Heart, and I think Stash. Those are the ones that I'm mostly at.
Okay. Because those that haven't been to LA, like, the dancer scene here is competitive.
They're,
okay? You guys can dance.
Okay, so you have the, because they're actual dancers.
They're like backflips and front
right, and like splits and like aerobics, acrobats.
It's just not like box dancing only. But, it's just like,
then you do have,
gotta get it.
Then you do have the street guys that are go-go dancing that are just,
yeah, heart.
Stop. It's just the,
yeah. They're just like, yeah.
Like, and you're like,
imagine you could see his feet.
But they have the most money. They have so much money.
That makes sense. They're money makers. Okay. All right. So we have a lot of jobs are working.
Yeah.
You're working in different clubs. That's cool. A lot of cities don't let you like work between different clubs. Does like the same person own those clubs?
So here in LA, especially in West Hollywood, two gay bars downtown too, they have Yoni. So it's like a manager for the go-go dancers. And then there's another manager. So it's like two managers that
that's cool.
Each manage like a different group of dancers.
Mm-hmm.
So all the bars are, I think some bars are owned by same people, but the dancers are not managed all by the bars.
That's really cool. Managed,
like when we go to the bars, we check in with the manager, like not the bar. We check in with the dancer manager.
I'm here with the dance manager team.
I'm here with the dance.
I'm a dancer.
I'm a dancer.
So if I wanted to like get into the club or something and like be like, I could just be like, I'm a dancer. Does it work like no? Like they're like, no, you're not. They're like, give me some. Okay. I'm a dancer. I'm a dancer. But let me out of my dance.
that looked like the fucking inflatable thing.
Yeah. He's having a hard day. It's hard out here. Okay, so you do dancing. So are you comfortable with saying how much you make on OnlyFans or how much you did make on OnlyFans when you started?
I've, in the 2 years I've had OnlyFans, I've made over $200,000.
I was like, $2,000, girl.
Oh, sorry.
I've made $40 on OnlyFans and I've had...
Yo, this on? $2 to $2,000. No, I've made $200,000 on OnlyFans
in
the 2 years.
Yeah.
All right. Well, also, I took a break for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Which kind of hindered.
I know this is going to be unfortunate, but I just want to let you know I'm an undercover IRS agent. So, yeah. So you actually didn't file that. We're here to collect taxes. We're taking everything. Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. Like, when did you decide, like, when you were doing OnlyFans and you're, like, making enough, you're like, this is all I need to do? Or just like that?
I don't think this is all I'm going to do. I think this is another couple years max.
Yeah.
Like, what I really want to do is, like, entrepreneur. Like, the House of Lord is what I'm trying to go for.
Okay. And what's that?
I don't know. It's going to be, like clothes. It's going to be, like, it's going to be music. It's going to be everything. It's going to, you know, like, mix it all up, you know?
So you want to open a House of Lord, right? And is that going to be like a bar or like a club or a speakeasy?
I don't know. It's just like it's like going to be one of those shops that when you go to LA, it's like you have to stop at House of Lord. And like, I'm thinking like black marble, like it's like the nice.
So we're selling place. Stuff.
Like something closed. Maybe there's a bar in there, like a tattoo shop maybe. I don't know.
Who's going to be your investment partner, like dream?
I have a tattoo artist that is from Israel.
Okay.
That used to be a professional soccer player.
Okay.
I was getting a tattoo done and he was like, you're a porn star. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, you make all them. Hey, but he was straight. So he was thinking I was like fucking all these bitches and like girls. And I was like, I get fucked all the time and stuff. And he was like, I was like, you're gay.
Yeah. You're like, I'm bi.
He was like, you're gay. And I was like, we should do a business investment. Like, figure something out and like put it together and
for the House of Lord.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So,
but that's it. So, you think that he'd like run the finances, he'd run the business, or like,
I think he would definitely have the finances for it.
Yeah.
I would have, cause he has like the building and stuff.
You think he'd have the creativity control? He'd let you have that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cause he's literally like, was so like, how do you film? What's it like when you meet? Like, do you guys hang out? Is it in and out? Is it a hookup? Is it like, what's it like?
Or yeah.
It really just each person depends. Like one time you walk in and it's like you guys literally set the camera up and it's like a BJ and they literally take it down. You share the video and they leave. Sometimes they come in. You want some water? You want some drink? Afterwards, it's like they cuddle.
Yeah.
It's like afterwards, it's like how you need to leave. Like,
yeah.
It's damn. Like, it's filming is
woke. That's good. So it almost sounds like you want to open a studio, but you also still merge. And it's like it's all blacked out.
And like, but like also like have like personal training and like travel on it. So like people can like, I don't know. It's like House of Lord is going to be like
everything.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Maybe have some like donuts.
What? We got to keep people coming back to the gym. Right. So we're going to put the donuts in here.
Duh.
Is it Planet Fitness or
got pizza Thursdays or something?
Planet Lord. Okay. So a question from the fans. So why charge a monthly subscription when you also charge additional for every scene? And if you don't do this, why do others?
The reason that I do it is because I charge a monthly subscription because, first of all, I lowered the price, so it's not even that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $8.
Yeah.
So calm down. And then I charge extra because
try to clap.
It's like if I have to travel to film with that person, or if it's like there's like a big group of people, or
yeah,
if they have like bigger following, or if they're as equal following as my, like, it depends on the person. But if it's like one of the people that's like, oh, I just did OnlyFans on the side, then it's like, I want to just post it for free for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I do
yeah.
it. And a lot of people just post like the teaser videos.
Yeah.
Like the eggplant emoji or like a
face. Right.
You can't see anything.
And yeah.
And then like they pay-per-view everything. And have other people that like post everything for free.
Right.
So it's like everyone does it differently.
Yeah.
Everyone has a different reason.
So what do you see? What do you think your ratio is like do paid videos versus free videos?
For me, I do a pay-per-view video every Friday.
Okay.
But I also have like over 1,000 videos.
Yeah. So how often are you doing free videos?
Free videos, I think I do one every week or every other week. I have to change my schedule.
Got to get more.
My manager
does that. You got to be serving out more videos. I'm speaking for the people. This is from the note cards.
This is from the people.
Is it from the fans? We also had another fan that wanted to know personally like how you're doing and how you're coming along. They said they've been watching your journey.
It's been decent. It's been a long journey. When I stopped, like for the 6 months is when I took the break off OnlyFans, and I had, that's when I went back to my family and had some, growth and stuff, and then been hopping around the country since then. And then finally got back to LA last year.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. It's been a crazy, I think what life lessons have taught me is just like, be present in the moment.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, like laugh, like life trauma, awesome. Past things happen, stuff. But like, you have to understand that like, this is the moment. And then like,
that's it, yeah.
Like, so I think that's right now I've just learned to live in the moment and like not overthink. Like you can't, like you can think, yes, be smart. But like when you overthink and overanalyze everything. So
yeah.
I think that's how I've been doing.
He's like, I got like a couple thoughts on it, you know.
Just a concern. Just a concern.
So, are you looking like for a partner? Are you in a relationship?
I'm married.
You're married
to my husband.
Where's your ring at, girl? It's like it's tattooed on. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. Like, it looks like you've been trying to scratch it off. Okay. Is this a marriage from the military or after?
No, this is after the military.
Oh, that's real.
After I started porn.
Okay.
This is August 10th, 2021.
Is your partner a content creator as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how's that? Like,
it's been a rocky road, like every marriage, every relationship, like you have. And then that's another thing in life I've learned is just like honesty and open communication. Like,
yeah.
With not just with like, like romantic relationships, with any relationship. Like,
yeah,
and that's a lot of people don't like me for that because I'm very blunt and very honest. Mm-hmm. I'll tell, like, but I don't mean to be rude. I just would rather, just like, I'd rather the same be done to me.
Right.
Tell me how it is, like how it is.
Yeah.
So
I'm autistic too, so I get it. But no,
I should.
It's like a problem. It's like a problem. I'm sorry.
Looky same. Head brain damage.
Yeah. No, I think we're just more special. We're like, hey, this is how it is. Like, there's no way to sugarcoat it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, why beat it around the bush?
Yeah.
I'm already dyslexic. I can't solve math. Like,
that means you can see 3D. That's why you're dyslexic. You know, because you're seeing it from the other side's perspective. It's actually cooler than people think. People that are dyslexic are smarter than. Okay. So you have a partner, you guys have been together for how many years now?
2 years.
2 years. Are you guys open outside of content creation? You are? Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that? Same thing? You just have to be,
let's
talk about it.
Yeah. For me, like open communication, like I'm one of the people that's like very, like if you're going to hook up with someone in any relationship that I'm in, like unless we're doing it together, like you don't need to say like, oh, I'm going to go hook up with this hot guy.
Just yeah.
Like, I'm going to hang out with a friend or I'm going to go run an errand real quick.
Really?
Like, that's me. Like, I don't get jealous and stuff. I get jealous when
sounds you, like
kind
you
of rub it in my face.
Association.
When you rub it in my face.
Gonna go get your groceries, huh?
Well, yeah. Like, no, because I'll be like,
yeah, I'd just be like, okay, cool, mm-hmm. I'll see you in a minute. Like,
yeah, but you guys live together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, if you're, like, rubbing it in my face and I'm sitting mm-hmm. here, like, you're horny as fuck, I'm right here, like, why are you rubbing it in my face? Go fuck the guy.
Yeah, just go do it.
Like, I don't need to, I don't need to see who you fuck, because everyone has different, like, we have different types, like, so of course, I'm gonna have moments where I'm gonna be like, I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. Like, do you guys feel like you sleep with each other less because you're open?
No, we fuck like rabbits. We
got a lot of energy.
There's a lot of rabbits.
Okay.
We fuck like
rabbits. So with high testosterone levels, like, what it's been like the weirdest like situation you've been in where you felt like you just had to like jerk off, and like where were you? You're like, has that ever happened to you in public? And you're like, fuck. Which so you can time? So you just get like your mind
Which
back.
Time.
Like, what was the worst? What's the worst one?
I've done it
all the time.
I've done it at the gym. Like, I've done it in the airport. I've done it at a restaurant. I did it at IHOP.
You're like,
at
McDonald's. Sister's wedding. Like,
I did my sister's 18, not my
Oh, okay.
Not yet. Okay. I think I did do it at someone's funeral, though.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You gotta burn off the energy.
Or it was the reception after the funeral.
Yeah.
It was something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like
a lot of remorse that day.
You just get hard out of nowhere, and you're just like, you're not horny. You just out of nowhere, and you're like, I guess it is horny.
Yeah.
I guess it wants
to. Gotta do it what it wants. You're the leader now.
You lead.
You tell Max what the direction. To do. Yeah. point the direction. Yeah. All right.
No.
So, all right, here's our last question. So outside of content creation, who in your life has been the most influential on you, from like a teacher, a friend, a family member, anyone?
I'd have to say it would be my dad.
Yeah.
Like my real dad, one of my gay dads.
Okay.
He doesn't do content.
Mm-hmm.
But like just at the past like 2 years, like the stuff that I've gone through and stuff, like just him and being like, understanding like how life works, like I don't know how he's in his 40s, like he looks
he's doing it right,
he's doing good,
yeah,
he's doing great, but like the way that he would just like randomly like text me like, hey kiddo, I hope you're okay, like,
aww,
hey sexy son, like how are you doing, like just encourage, and like whenever like I had like my family like doing their whole shit and like all the other stuff going on, it was like good to have him just, and then the way that he just is very, like, he's always traveling for work, but he's also, like, enjoying what he's doing. Like, he's just literally happy. And, like, just looking at that, I'm, like, and, like, hot and, like, the energy. I'm, like, when I get that age, like, when I get my 40s, I want to be, like, the guy that's, like, hey, son, how you doing? To, like, random kid at the bar.
That's
like,
awesome. Yeah.
And, like, him be, like, oh, my God, like you inspire me. Like, I want to be, so, like, I would say.
In a non-weird way, right?
Yeah, in a non-weird way. For that time, yeah.
You don't just go around and telling people like, you're doing great, kiddo. Like, you could.
Okay, so I say kiddo, and I say what do I say? Champ a lot.
Champ,
and people
a little fist bump.
Little champ, champ, and everyone's like, and buddy, people hate.
There's
like the downgrading ones.
Yeah,
I hate. So
that's mean, dude. Well, it's like, bro, buddy, whatever. Are you trying to upset
like
people?
In Canada, like, buddy is, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yeah. I'm a dual citizen too. I'm Canadian.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, she's so cool. Yes, I can do things that others cannot, like enter the country whenever I want. No, it's good. But no, that's great. I'm glad that we were able to find, you know, a father figure, a chosen family. It sounds like you got two. That's awesome. But it was really great to hear your story today.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we didn't have enough time to go deeper into it. But if you guys want to hear a round two from Mr. Max Lord here, let us know and we'll make it happen.
Okay? Yeah. No, thank you for having me. Thank you for squeezing me in last minute.
Yeah, of course. We're happy, you know?
Yeah.
As a top, we make things fit. No, I was kidding.
Anything fits if you push hard.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck on your trip. I hope you have fun on your
course.
He's going to go make some stuff for us.
If you know what I mean.
All right.
Thank you, Luke. Well.